Hey, this is Comrade Pitt. So after watching the video of Jalen Walker's execution by Akron Police, to say my blood was boiling is an understatement. Yeah, he did evade police, but that is not a death penalty offense. This kid should be alive today. His family should not be grieving his death. Each time I see that video and hear the police conference, you know, first they claim they attempted to use a taser but missed. Now, if they attempted to use a taser, then it's clear their lives were not in imminent danger. But after they missed them, their next option was to execute this young man because the pigs were too lazy to chase him on foot. After the first or second shot hit him, he undoubtedly went down. And yet the pigs kept shooting. And after a few shots, it's a safe assumption to believe that he had deceased. Yet these 8 pigs continued shooting him, even after he was dead. 60 shots altogether. Think about it. 60 shots entered his body, and he was unarmed. We have seen this far too many times, how the police ought to use deadly force as a first option, even when in many cases the use of deadly force isn't warranted. Meanwhile, a white kid shoots and kills 7 people over the 4th of July weekend, and he's taken in alive. Countless other kids who hate to state the obvious but are white shoot up their schools and are captured alive. The so-called white supremacist who murdered black people at the church in South Carolina, he was taken in alive. The pigs in that case even took him to McDonald's and bought him something to eat. What's obvious is that justice is most certainly administered differently based on race. When it comes to white citizens who have committed horrific crimes, somehow the police are able to apprehend them without using deadly force. Deadly force is always the first option when they encounter black and brown people. My point is, racial inequality and racial profiling is at the core of how police police minorities. Most people are optimistic after the George Floyd murder that things would change, but not us. So long as the system which perpetuates racial inequality and racial profiling is intact, there will be other George Floyds, Tamir Rice, Jalen Walker, Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor, Amadou Diallo, Sean Bell, Mike Brown, Freddie Gray, and so many others. Aside of being infuriated at Jalen Walker being shot 60 times, it pissed me off to hear the Akron police chief saying that Jalen Walker's family asked everyone to give peace a chance. Why do people who are subject to violence every day be the ones to give peace a chance when we are not the ones who initiated and instigated violence? It's just ironic how we should give peace a chance as we are systematically and gratuitously murdered. One has to wonder, what kind of country is this where black people are constantly under attack? Guns have more right than women. A country where a mob of white people can break into the U.S. Capitol building, most not held accountable, and those who were charged were issued a slap on the wrist. Whereas peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters are met with brute force for exercising their right to protest. And now we have a Supreme Court hell-bent on taking away more constitutional rights from people. Life, liberty, and the so-called pursuit of happiness. The so-called land of the free, liberty and justice for all. I could go on and on, but the point here is that the so-called values of this country don't match with the reality that many of us face. It's indeed a struggle, but as my fellow comrade Mumia Abu-Jamal stated, quote, tomorrow belongs to those who fight the hardest today, unquote. So long as we continue to fight and resist, then the world which we fight for shall eventually become a reality. It may seem impossible, unachievable, make progress only to be pushed back. The key here is to never give up. All power to the people. Rest in power, Jalen Walker, and the countless other black and brown lives taken by those who took an oath to so-called protect and serve. All power to the people. This is Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamau Mukuria. I'm currently confined here at JCI, Justice Correctional Institution in the state of Maryland. Was formerly incarcerated in the state of Virginia. Thank you for your time. Y'all have a good one.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.